Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy, Petty D. You are tuned into Soul Radio. That's what I'm talking about, man. What's today? Today, February 25th, approximately 11 a.m. You know what I'm saying? They're here in the LBK. Let's see what it looks like outside. Oh, man, it looks pretty good out there. You know, let me go ahead and pull up and tell y'all exactly what the weather is. You know what I'm saying? And what you guys been up to? Oh, man. It's been a crazy little month. First show, because I got married, thought it was going to be yesterday, but yesterday ended up having some technical difficulties and things. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, you know, in the video. Sometimes it can go perfect. Sometimes you got to handle adversity, but adversity can cause some men to break or other men to break records. Which one do you want to be? That's really up to you. You know what I'm saying? You just tuning in. It's Petty P. If you're not tuned in, it's Petty P. Word on the street. On Soul Radio. Right now in Lubbock, Texas. 45 degrees. 05. So it's kind of in between. It's fair. So if you want to listen, you know, in Texas, this is how we do it, man. We're either wearing shorts with some hoodies, or we wear some shorts with a long sleeve shirt. You know, talking about, you know, my legs don't get cold. My legs don't really get cold, so I have to just throw on some shorts. And then throw on some throw on a sweatshirt, man. You go out where you throw. Oh, you can see a white dude. Be swagged out. Be swagged out. Head to toe with a sweatshirt on and have on some flip flops. That's a true story. I didn't know that for a fact. But yeah, it's 45 degrees, it's fair. Then we got it's a high 64 above 30 degrees. Now that we got that out the way. You know, if you're out here cruising around in the LBK, you got class or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and bundle up a little bit. You want what they say? Safety begins with me. That's what we used to say at Disney whenever we did an internship. Shout out to the show, Keeper 2011, Disney World. That's how we get down. You know what I'm talking about? But, hey, did you know? This is an interesting fact. This is an interesting fact, man. It's how they say, did you know the number of black men in prison in the U.S. could fill the prisons of 8 countries combined? What y'all think of that? Like, for real. This is the number of black men in prison in the U.S. could fill up 8 countries. Like, I know black people be getting, I know people be getting locked up. But goodness gracious, could fill up 8 companies? Black males incarcerated in the United States, 745,000. So if you're one of those people, you're one of them brothers out there, if I was a brother, hey, I ain't saying I never messed up. So, hey, brother. High five. If you go Google like famous celebrity mugshots, like if you go and you will see you got Dr. King, you got of course everybody know Malcolm X and got locked up. But look at the track record of like you don't even think Neo's on there. Like Neo, you got just it almost you know how it seems like how they say if you wanna be famous in black, then you gotta wear a dress or play gay roles or something. If you're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? It's like, first they go to jail. Just like how Tupac was. Like, Tupac, that's just Tupac. You know, he said he grew up like real poor and he making us money. At the end of the day, he's like, start making that money, got to move out the neighborhood. You move into a neighborhood to where you ain't used to and people not used to you. And then, like, people. When something come up missing, like everybody knows how if you're a token black guy on the team. Have you ever been that token black guy, been that token black girl when soon as something come up missing, people give you that look? Or you walk into a room and people just start being quiet. You go, oh, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going, now keep on talking. Let me hear what you were saying about me behind my back. Because even though, and it's always allegedly. I cannot believe like black men they got us like this, you know what I'm saying? And then society is so accepted by society because I feel like you got two different types of black people, you know what I'm saying? I think you got the Malcolm X's and you got the Martin Luther King's, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X straight up, it's like, hey man. It's really kind of just like the police used to be, I think. Like, play, play bottles with force with force. You know what I'm saying? You use force with me, I'm going to use force with you. You know what I'm saying? I understand love conquers all, but at the end of the day, you gotta respect me. If you really think about the civil rights movement, like, we were fighting for respect, man. I feel like Dr. King had something bigger in mind than just by being respected by white people. Think about it. We had to march, like, and he had to have courage just to do that. He had to march, man, just so he could go in the bathroom, just so his kids could go to the regular school, just so we would not be two of everything. That's crazy. It's not. It was two of everything, and it wasn't even male and female. So come on, brother. I could spoil it. And like them brothers was fighting for respect. And like these young cats right now, and I consider my one. I'm born in 1986. I'm an 80s baby all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and I grew up in a small country town about Oklahoma, to where, man, you know, they doing black people wrong. Like, now, they was doing black people wrong back then, but now it's not even black people, man. They doing everybody wrong. I mean, you know, if you're black, shoot. But, man, my uncle used to tell me this. He'd say, man, you go back home, you leave on vacation, you come back on probation. He's like, especially all the college kids, all that, man. You know, you work so hard just to get out of the situation, then you end and you go back home, then you can't even go do nothing because they gonna pull you over if you go down the street and you got a tag light. You know, you got a tag light out. And you know, you from college, you going back home. Come. What do you do when you done worked your butt off all semester, now you back home with your boys, with your mama, with your daddy, chilling, kicking, doing what you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? And now you back home, you kicking, you playing some balls with your peeps, you playing some balls with your uncle, man. Your family is celebrating you back home because it is success for you to go out to keep doing what you're doing, and now you're back, and now you're back home. Yes, y'all going to kick it. Y'all going to go out. Y'all going to barbecue. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what we do. Young brothers just make it in the world. That's what we love. And then as soon as we step out, we was like, man, you know, you can only have what, a couple drinks. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go out, step to the club, have a couple drinks. And then next thing you know, you headed to the club with your uncle, and the police roll up on you, talking like you ain't got no tag light. Then it's like, I called on you, bro. Well, I just came back home from school, you know, trying to clean themselves, and they want to tell you to get out the car. Ask for your ID. Boom. Probation. Ain't never got trouble in your life. Boom. Probation. Now you got a record with a college degree. You see how that works? Then it evils itself out. You done work so hard to get a college degree, and then now you got a record. So it's just like, you back to square one. And I was almost like, you should have just got a job right out of high school because now you got that degree and you got a felony. And I'm sorry, like, it's hard for us both just to get a job, but now we gotta pay student loans for a degree. Now we gotta pay stuff for a ticket. Now we gotta try to make some money because now I'm not in school no more, like, once I graduate. But now I got to explain myself. It's like, well, can you explain this arrest? Like, I remember when I had an internship at Disney World, 2011. And I remember it was just a big deal. You know, I'm a brother, man. We don't go to, I can't go to Disney World. I ain't never even thought about going to Disney World. You see them little white kids playing on the TV and, you know, stream on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just turned the channel, man. I remember watching Ricky Day growing up and, you know, Moesha and all that. And then, you know, you got some Disney World commercials pop up, man. They just made me resentful, but sometimes it'll make me work harder, like whenever I would go to football practice. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, so what I'm saying, long story short, this is where I'm a single pity Pete. Don't forget, too, y'all can also feel free to call in, you know what I'm saying? 877-921-1656. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Hit me up, 877-921-1656. 1656. Tell me why you mad. You mad or something? Tell me why you mad. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all good. Just call me up and tell me what's the word on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Cause shoot, it's all about the streets. It's all about people. We got to come in here as everyday people. Get here together. You know, and become better. At first, you got to be better men. You know what I'm saying? Be better men in our household, become better men in our family. Then we can be able to contribute to our community out there on the street. You know what I'm saying? Because it's word on the street, what's going on in some people's homes. You heard out there. Ask your kids what's going on at school. You know, just in case they get bullied. What's going on in the school systems? What's the word on the street? Hit me up, 877-921-1656. And if you're just not tuning in, this is PDP with Word on the Street. You are live on SOAR Radio. And I want you to down there, I want you to fit through. First of all, look at your dreams come true, baby. And also, if you're just not tuning in, I was talking about the U.S. has locked up so many black men, it could fill up 8 countries over time. So, and that's crazy, you know, with it being Black History Month and everything, I really feel like, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. Are you surprised that, like, it's been that many brothers have been locked up? Hit me up, 877-921-1656. Right now on the line, I got a buddy of mine. He's on air. You can go to soareveryday.com. Go check him out. Check out his other bios. Man, his name is Reverend Stephen Ivey. Man, he's a real good friend of mine. What's up, Mr. Ivey? You there, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Hey, can you hear me real well over there, man?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Good deal, man. So, what's up? What's the word on the street with you, player? What's been going on with you?
Man, just living life. With all this ups and downs, bumps and bruises, man, just continuing to go forward.
Yeah, man, I feel you, man. You know, a lot of ups and downs, man. You know, sometimes it can bring you up. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can tear you down. And sometimes if you let it tear you down, like, man, it makes you question, you know what I mean? But sometimes I feel like if you have not thought about quitting, you know, then whatever you're doing, or if you haven't thought about, if you haven't had a little adversity, then maybe you're not chasing the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there's times in football practice where I was just like, man, I just want to quit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's just tough. But you want to know what, man, being a man, especially if you want to soar, you know what I'm saying? You always got to keep pushing, man. I've been having it pretty difficult, but you ain't alone. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Well, hey, what's up, man? Well, go ahead. You got the flow. It's your turn, Stevie Ivy. Come on, let's go. Hey. My bad, player. My bad. All right, you got the flow, Mr. Ivy. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Kind of what I just said, man. And I don't know if I've shared this on with everybody yet. But if I have, then it's just good to hear again. There's a story in the Bible, and Moses. Long story short, Moses is called by God to deliver the people out of Egypt, and Moses succeeds at that. He gets the children out of Israel, gets the children of Israel out of Egypt, and as they're journeying through the wilderness, they get to the Red Sea, and in front of them there's a sea, to the side of them there's desert and mountains, and behind them Pharaoh's army is now pursuing them, and the children of Israel start freaking out. And they get upset at Moses. And Moses, why'd you bring us out here? You just brought us out here to die. And we're just upset. Now, pause right here. When you go back and look at the story of the children of Israel, it was more than 1 million people that were coming out of Egypt. Moses was bringing over 1 million people, men, women, boys, and girls, out of Egypt. And so imagine this one man with this one assignment from God getting to a place where it seemed like there was nowhere else to go, and you have 1 million people upset at you. That's a lot of weight, a lot of pressure on your back. Long story short, Moses starts to cry out to God, and God says something very, very, very simple to him. He's like, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell everybody to keep moving forward. And that's what I would say to everybody this morning. Going into the afternoon is, man, life is going to present you with some obstacles, man, where you're going to get to a place where it's going to look like there is no way out, no way through. Matter of fact, I think I did talk about this one time before. And And, man, I'm telling you, even when it looks like there's nothing to do, keep moving forward. Even when it looks like there's no plan in, or no hope in sight, keep moving forward. I used to use this analogy of a car, especially when I played football. If I hit 3 or 4 football players and I have my car sitting in the driveway, 3 of the biggest football players could lift that car and push it back. The only thing is, what would stop that car from moving, even if you put the brake on it, those football players could move that car. But what would stop or hinder those football players from moving that car is if that car was in forward motion. And that's very similar to our lives. When we hit a hold pattern or we stop, it's very easy, even if we feel like we're rooted and grounded, it's very easy for us to be moved, to be swayed, to quit, to give up. But as long as you're moving forward, even if it's tiny baby steps, if you're moving forward, it's harder to move something or stop something or slow something down that's moving. And so that's my encouragement to you all today is keep moving forward. No matter what life is like, no matter if you're in a place where your decisions put you where you are, or if somebody else's bad decisions put you where you are, keep moving forward.
Hey, y'all heard it right there from the one and only straight up out of Arkansas, Reverend Mr. Stephen Ivey right there. That's a great word right there, Mr. Ivey, man, because no matter what, hey, you got a few minutes, man? You got a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
You got a few minutes? Yeah, because it seems like for you guys just now tuning in, that was Mr. Stephen Ivey. Go to my page, soareveryday.com. And click on the tab that says on air. You see a picture of this guy. You'll get his background, and you can just see, man, that he's a young man and started out on his journey. And man, it's Black History Month, bro. And a lot of people don't know, the history of our country and things like that. So to go hand in hand with what you're saying, I think that's why Black people are so spiritual. I feel like that's why Black people are some go-getters. I feel like that's why Black people are just relentless. And that's why we are entertainers, because if you do your history on slavery, Black people used to be waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning just to entertain white people. And that's why they want to talk about, man, we're so faster and all this. It's because of what you guys used to do to us. You guys, we're a princess and we're a princess and we're a king and queen. You know what I'm saying? And brought over, our own people turned on us too. So, it's not only just the white people. And it's crazy how things worked out, because they stole everything from everyone. You know what I mean? You got Christopher Columbus who went around the world, and found America when there were people already here, people who took me in, Native Americans. Man, shout out to the Navajo Indian Nation. They took me in, and the Cherokees. They took me in help me out. You know what I'm saying? But, they were here too, so they were here before the white people. You know what I mean? And then got the white people. Then white people figured out they can get free labor and just not just going to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring the people straight up over here to the States, and we're going through them. So the Black people came over to the States, and they put God on us, and they showed us their God, and they showed us, the Jim Crow laws, which later came into effect. And then them guys kept us captive by using God. Like, a lot of people don't know that, but if you watch the 12 Years of Slave, you can see him referenced in the Bible. Referenced in the Bible, bro. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think that's where our hard work comes in. It goes hand in hand with Mr. Ivey is saying, because if people like Harriet Tubman would have gave up on hard times, and their hard time is way different than what our hard times is.
Right.
She would have gave up. Dr. King would have gave up. And Malcolm X, would have just said forget it after he found out, that Muhammad, was just a regular person and having all those babies. You know what I'm saying? If he would have gave up then. And there's people down there in Selma. If people knew our history, then people would not give up on themselves. So when Mr. Ivey's saying, don't give up on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to get hard. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to get hard. So, Mr. Ivey, what do you feel like what do you feel like as a black man? How can we what's the way that we might get caught up on our history, and how can we find strength and try to get through some hard times, brother? Like, if we go to church or just call somebody, you know, that maybe been through it, or what's up?
The way to catch up on our history and find strength through what we go through, I think, is two things, and it's what you said, in my opinion. And I do them, maybe not to the extent that I really want to, but I think first and foremost, I'd be just remiss if I didn't say I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe everybody should have a relationship with God. I can't put limits or tell you what that looks like, but I think a solid foundation and relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior is first and foremost, and better lead to getting connected to a local church that can help grow you and be there to help you and walk alongside you with your adversities. But then learning history, the thing about history is, if you don't learn about history or you don't know about history, I forget the direct quote, but if we don't take time to learn our history and where we come from, then we're bound to repeat it ignorantly. And many of us have grandparents, aunties, and uncles, even going back to the church, we have people at our church that are over the age of 70 years old that are a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and history for us.
I know.
And although we might not always agree with what they say or have to say to us or their viewpoint in the world, their viewpoint in the world comes from a place that we need to hear. I wish a lot of my grandparents died when I was like right at 18, 17, and I was coming into manhood, and so I wasn't thinking at that time about sitting down with my great grandmother who lived through the Great Depression and all of that. Didn't think about sitting down with them to get history. And so I think if you have somebody, if you're blessed enough to have somebody in your life who's an elderly person, sit down with them. Sit down with them, talk to them, and get wisdom and learn, because eventually we're going to be, although we're in our 20s, about to be 30, here soon with me and you, Pete, and some of you that are listening might be a little younger, but we're the next generation. We are the future politicians. We're the future lawmakers. We're the future of this country. And if we don't know our history, then all we can do is allow it to happen again, and then we set ourselves back a whole nother generation or two because of our ignorance.
Man, that's crazy, man. Because it's crazy, Mr. Alvin. Because you're exactly right, man. First, you got to get to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what I mean. And then after that, you got to get around the older people in church. Like,
right.
I was guilty of it too. My great grandma, man, may she rest in peace, Miss Sally May. We used to go to church down in Muskogee, man. Our whole family used to go. I mean, I'm the youngest. I mean, my whole family. I'm talking about me, Lonnie, Ron, Don, all they family, family. You know, my family, like Ron and Don, them was the good side of the family. My family was like my uncles and was the drug dealers of the family. My uncles, both of my uncles, you know, both got they had to do bedtime for, you know, my uncles was the one. Like, have you ever heard of Rotary Park? Rotary Park, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of New Jack. Did you ever heard of New Jack?
Yeah.
Charlie stole down that Rotary Park. Yeah, my uncle is the one who started that.
Wow.
My uncle started that, man, and like I lived in that house right behind Charlie's store. Like, you know, like that was just to give you an extent of my history, side of the history of the family. So you got the good side, like Lonnie and all, and then you got the bad side, like my uncle. But we all came together, but it was all family. You know what I'm saying? And so my great great grandma, but she used to have us. If you spoke, or if you seem like you even breathe, she gonna grab you by your ear. You know what I'm saying? But at a young age, I really didn't get it. I feel like most people nowadays, we really weren't interested or nothing in our history because we're too busy worried about other stuff, which is okay, you know what I mean? But it's not until you actually start going through life. I feel like we get about 22 or 23, you know, and we start going through some things. Then we want to start, you know what I mean, being interested. But that's okay because if you look at the age of like some of the old pioneers that led the way, you know, they were young too. You know what I'm saying? 18 to probably 24. I know Huey was what, like 22? Quote me verbatim, but like 21, 22. Whenever they started, they were in college when they started the Black Panther Party. So that just goes to show like the age range. But all right, Mr. Alvin, I'm not gonna take you up to any more of your time, brother. I'll go ahead and let you get back to doing what you're doing, man. I'll chat with you tomorrow, man.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right. Keep your head up, player.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That was Reverend Stephen Ivey, right, straight up out of Arkansas. If you just now tuned in, this is Word on the Street with 50 Pete on Soul Radio. Come kick it with me. You can hit me up 877-921-1656. Hit me up. Tell me where you're mad. Tell me what's going on in your hood. Or what's going on in your street? You know what I'm saying? Man, y'all know Big Sean just got a new album. Make sure y'all go cop that. Man, I was listening to Big Crit the other day. Big Crit, I had to put it in. Now I'm listening. Hey, well, now y'all want to hear this country brother rap. I'm seeing a field of parodies rap. First they want it cool. Then they want it rain. Well, they want it nice. Then they want it drink. Yeah. Oh man, hey man, if you get it, then they got all the bumping that up. I just wanna meditate. Hey, don't be nervous, y'all thought we were talking. Nah, but yeah, man, I'm trying to tell y'all what's the word on the street. If I street, let me tell y'all about my wedding. Tell me why, man, my wedding was cool. You know what I'm saying? Man, love my life, my wife, Miss Richmond. You know what I'm saying? We got married at the courthouse. You know, we kept it real. We did it on God's time. We did it all the way. You know, we went to the courthouse. You know, first of all, I proposed to her with no ring. So that just goes to show, like, the type of love that she got for me and I got for her. I was just like, yo, you my rib. I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to keep going without you. Show shoes, man. That's what us brothers got to do. If you were a female right now and you don't see yourself going nowhere, like, I mean, I'm not telling you if you feel like you're selling, but if you feel like you're selling, you need to go ahead and let her go, bro. But if not, then go ahead and claim her before somebody else do. You know what I'm saying? Because the old me, shoot, wouldn't care. Nah, the old me wouldn't care, but she wouldn't care. And then eventually, I wouldn't end up caring. So, with that being said, if you were the girl right now, you don't see yourself going somewhere, and somebody try to get at it, he can't get at it because it ain't technically yours. You know what I'm saying? Still fair game, bro. But as a black man, we need to step up. We need to do better. We need to do our history. We need to be closer to God. And we need to come together. And not just as black people, but as all people. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, that's about making your dreams come true. Don't let the color of your skin dictate how you're going to be next to that next kin. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. Don't let the color of your skin determine how you treat somebody. Man, I'm telling you, man. People discriminate on all people. I remember it was a bigger white couple walked in. I used to be a server at Cheddar's, and I'm sitting there with this white guy. These big older white people come in with bigger hair and said, "You look like they weren't gonna tip." That's what he said. He said, "Look at this trash walking here," and he's talking about white people. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like black people talking about white, and you know this whole other issue, man. I feel like racism still exists, but it exists on a level that most people don't want to believe it. You know what I mean? When you start to move up in the world, you know, like the Michael Jacksons, the Kanye's, the Kanye's, you know what I'm saying? Once you hit that spectrum, you know, then to keep sustaining success, like Bill Cosby, they just tearing my man down. It's just like, man, they don't want him to get his own network. It's like as soon as a black person starts to do something positive, you know, they want to, now all of a sudden his path comes up. You know what I'm saying? And then also it seems like every time a black successful person is in position to, his voice can be heard and not give in all the time, because you have to pick a side. You can't play the middle of the fence. And if you talk about black people, seems like if you talk about black people in a negative way, it seems like the media will air what you say. The media will put that out there. But if you talk about a gay, talk about lesbians, talk about women, talk about any other thing like that, you know, on that issue, you about to get blackballed, you about to lose advertisements, you about to do all that. So at the end of the day, man, just make sure you keep real with yourself. Stay loyal, stay true. Don't ever forget what you say, and don't ever do something that's going to make you do something that you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? You got 7 seconds to think about a decision. Man, I was watching The Breakfast Club, and shoot, dude, ball him. He on TV. What's his name? Man, Kenny Woods. Yeah, he got a reality show about to come out, man. Kenny Woods got a reality show. And he said you got 7 seconds to make a decision on something. So, like, for you kids out there listening, you got 7 seconds. You got 7 seconds to, like, think about. And if you take more than 7 seconds, then you don't need to do it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you're doing, bro, and whatever you got your situation in, if you want to learn how not to do it again, you got 7 seconds to think of what it is that you want to do. And if it takes you more than 7 seconds, then 9 times out of 10, you don't need to do it. And then everything that happens after 9 o'clock, what's good that really happens after 9 o'clock if you don't know, unless you're a dish jockey like me. You know what I'm saying? And what's going on after midnight? I remember once that my uncle got arrested at 4 a.m. It was just like, why are you out? It's like, why? What are you doing? There's only 2 people out at 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying? 4 a.m, that's, you and the police. You know, and not that I'm not saying if you're chasing some poo nanny, some vagina, some of that cutty, that box. Some people was like, at 4 a.m, hey, you better see how bad she really wanted to tell her to come see you. And if she ain't got no guard, tell her I'll holler at her tomorrow night. Because now I'm saying, we know you've been drinking, and we know if you get stopped by the police, you go to jail. So take advice from my uncle. You're chasing that box at the end of the night. Don't do it. Just ask her to come see you, especially if you're in college and you got something going for yourself. Because all it takes is that one mistake. All that stuff you done worked hard for. It's crazy how one split decision can determine the rest of your life, but you work all your life just to get there. Man, and it sucks, man. I made mistakes before. Remember this, last year, man, I was working so hard, and I was a part-time DJ. Well, not even a part-time DJ, but a board operator. And they ended up giving me full-time work because of my talent, you know. So I'm hosting at the club down here in Lubbock, Texas, man. It ended up being, I got off work there at 7 in the morning. I think I took my girl to work or something like that. Then at 3, came back. Shoot, man, I was out. Woke up to somebody banging on my door. You know what I'm saying? One of my old coworkers, my wife, then found a way to get somebody to wake me up. And shoot, man, I was all late. You know, then they fired me and rehired me. How you going to fire somebody and rehire somebody? I don't know, but I'm glad they did, though. But, yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, but I kept moving forward, kept staying at it, staying positive, you know what I mean, and keep going. You know, ain't nobody perfect. If you're perfect, then you one live son of a – no, man. But that's the word on the street with 50-50. If you just not tuning in, hit me up, 877-921-1656. It's a great day out there in lovely Texas, man. If you're chasing a goal, chasing a dream, shout out to everybody out there that's courageous enough to go out there and chase their goals, chase their dreams. Because there's so many people out here, man, 80% of people are dreamers, 20% are doers. And it might be, that's just in my perspective, that's just me. 80% of people tell you what they're going to do, but they won't come forth with a plan. You know what I'm saying? You got people, like, when I go back home, there's people still to this day, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, bro, you still, like, you know, there's some delusional people out there. Don't be so delusional. Like, just keep it 100 with yourself and understand. And if you're courageous enough and trying to follow your dreams, and you come in just like Mr. Ivy said, and you come to, what you call them, speed bumps, just like that, we got speed bumps. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. Just like a car. You know, you're going to hit it, but you know if you push on that gas a little bit harder on that car, you're going to eventually, boom. And then you're going to go through it again, but you know it. You know what I'm saying? But you already got the speed going, but you're going to boom, and boom, and just be smooth with it. and be smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just right in life. Maybe you get something, you get something, you keep going. Like you get it hits you a little bit, then you just do, then you just boom, get off. Then just know what's going, just know what something's gonna come up again. Just somebody told me one time, you can have 2 good weeks, but be ready for that third week to be a bad one. So when something come up, you don't be surprised. You just expect it and keep it moving and keep it going. But that's all I'm going to hit you guys with today. It's been word on the street with Pity. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hit him with the fly. Hit him with the fly. You know what I'm saying? You better go on and ask somebody.
Yeah.
But no, that's the word on the street with PDP. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter, at Word on the Street 2. Does that mean at Word on the Street 2? Go follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And you can hit me up anytime and tell me what the word on the street is. It don't even matter, man. We straight positive. We keeping everything positive. You know what I mean? Make sure you go cop that Big Sean album. But make sure if you said you were going to do something, make sure you go do it. Make sure you go do it. That's all I'm going to leave you with today. I'll holler at you guys tomorrow. It's PDP, Word on the Street, live on the Soul Radio. Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.